Father in heaven, I want to thank you for each and every person who's come to this very special worship service. We pray for your Spirit to be poured out upon us, and that everything that's said and done would be according to your will and your glory. That the peace of heaven would rest on this congregation, and we would receive the message you have for us without interruption. And so, Lord, only your peace can make that happen. Now, Lord, use me in spite of me, so that when all of this is said and done, everyone will be able to say, we heard Jesus and we saw Jesus. So reveal yourself to us in Jesus' name. Amen. So I invite you to take your Bibles, if you would, and turn with me to Daniel 10. We're going to read verses 1 through 9. Daniel, the 10th chapter, 1 through 9. I want the children to open their Bibles and follow along as we take a look at this story today in preparation for our communion service. Daniel, the 10th chapter. Everybody have it? Okay. Verse 1. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus. Well, thank you. That's chapter 9. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. The message was true, but the appointed time was long. And by the way, the marginal reading is great conflict. But of great conflict. And he understood the message and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till the 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now, on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, that is the Tigris or the Hiddekel, I lifted up my eyes and I looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with the gold of Uphaz. His body was like beryl. His face was like the appearance of lightning. His eyes were like torches of fire. His arms, his feet, like burnished bronze in color. And the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. And so we discover at the very beginning of this chapter that Daniel is in prayer, and it's such a crisis that he is completely fasting and praying for 21 straight days. And if you will notice that during that 21 straight days, all of a sudden there was an appearance to him in a vision. And so the question arises in our minds, who is this person? Okay, we want to answer that specifically so there's no doubt in your mind. This plays significantly into our preparation for communion. And here's what Revelation tells us. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw 7 golden lampstands. This is John talking, in the book of Revelation, and listen what he saw when he turned to hear the voice that spoke to him. And in the midst of the lampstands, like one like the Son of Man, here it is, clothed with garments down to his feet and girded about the chest with golden band, his head and his hair were white as wool, as white as snow, his eyes like the flame of fire, his feet was like fine brass, as if refined in the furnace, his voice sounded like many waters. Where did you hear that before? Yeah, in Daniel. And in Revelation, no one even debates. This is none other than who? It's Jesus Christ. And so I want you to know that in answer to this prayer, Jesus himself shows up on this particular occasion. But let's go on from here and let's look at verses 10 onward to 14 because someone else is here. So, verse 10. Suddenly, a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees, and said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you, and understand and stand upright, for I have now come and now been sent to you. While he was speaking these words to me, I stood trembling. And then he said to me, Do not fear, Daniel. For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your word. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days. For the vision refers to many days yet to come. And so the question we ask is, who is this other person who's there in the vision? And if you remember last week, or 2 weeks ago, I should say, in Daniel, the 9th chapter, when Gabriel showed up, he said these very same words that he said here in chapter 10. And so we discover not one being in this vision, but two beings. And the second one is Gabriel. And notice what happened to Gabriel. It says here in verse number 13, he said in 12, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart on understanding to humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I had come because of your word. But the prince of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. And so the question is, who was Gabriel fighting? It says the prince of Persia, correct? Who's the prince of Persia? Especially if you look at 13, the beginning said the prince of Persia, and then the very end it says, for I have been left alone with the kings of Persia. And so to eliminate the confusion, as we get to the point of Daniel, your prince, I want you to see these verses. These are all found in the book of John. John 12:31, 14:30, and 16:11. You tell me who this is. Now shall the prince of this world be... I got to read that. Of this world be cast out. For the prince of this world cometh and have nothing in me. Because the prince of this world is judged. Who's speaking here? Who's speaking? Look at you. Most of John is in red, isn't it? Come on. Who's speaking here? Jesus. Who in the world is the prince of this world? Satan. So who must the prince of Persia be? Satan. And so Daniel, in desperation, is praying because of a situation that exists in Jerusalem, who had just recently gone back to rebuild. It was so desperate. He's fasting, he's praying, and it took 3 weeks before Gabriel could disengage from the battle he was raging with Satan over the mind of the king of Persia. And somebody else showed up named Michael. Yes, Michael. So now the question is, who's Michael? So we're going to look at this briefly. I'm almost done, by the way, so we can go to communion. Hang on. And I want to show you this so we eliminate all doubt. What the preacher won't tell you about Michael the prince. First of all, Michael's name means who is like God. That's what the name Michael means. And five times Michael is used in the Bible. And the first time we already read, which was Daniel 10:13, he was called Michael, one of the chief princes. But at the end of this very same chapter, verse 21 of Daniel 10, he's called Michael, your prince. Now, this is Gabriel speaking, saying, Daniel, Michael, your prince. But I want you to look at this one. And this is Jude 1:9. This is the third time in the Bible the word Michael is used. Yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him reviling accusations, but said, the Lord rebuke you. Now, I use this slide, first of all, because I couldn't find any other one, because I want you to know the book Great Controversy plainly says that Satan loves it when we refer to him as a scaly-looking monster creature. Folks, he doesn't look like that. He looks like me. Or you. And he comes to us as an angel of light. And I want you to see these misconceptions out there so you understand why confusion is so prevalent in the Christian community and why we're doing this series, What the Preacher Won't Tell You, because they don't understand. And so here is Michael contending for the body of Moses to bring him back to heaven. Now, the fourth place in which... Oops. I didn't know which slide to use. So you choose which slide you like. Okay? I use the first one. Fourth place. Revelation 12:7. Get this. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought, and the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. Wow. That's amazing. And finally, let's look at the last one, folks. Daniel 12:1 is the fifth and last time in the Bible it's used. At that time, Michael shall stand up. the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. There it is. There it is. Who is this Michael? Most of Christianity believe that he is a mighty angel, just like Gabriel. But I have a problem with that. And it's based on Scripture. So let's check it out. Who is Michael? First of all, number one, his name is Who is Like God? And the answer is Jesus. Do you hear me? Number two, one of the chief princes. See, they hear that one of the chief princes means that Michael isn't, you know, he's one of many great princes evidently in heaven. But I see three princes in heaven. If we call the prince of this world Satan, then I see the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one of the chief princes. Not an angel like Gabriel. Number three is our prince. Daniel, he's the prince of your people. That is not Gabriel. That is not any other angel. That can only be Jesus. It can only be Jesus. And then number four, he's contending for the body of Moses. And Satan is there to keep it in the grave. And the only way that they can get Moses away from him is by resurrecting him. Who is the resurrection in life? Jesus. How dare they say it's an angel who brought Moses back from the dead? Can't be done. Only the Creator can do that. And so you see the proof piles up. Whoops. The proof piles up here, folks. Number five. This is incredible. There's a war in heaven and Jesus sends a representative to fight that war. I hope you don't think anybody can deliver you from Satan except for Jesus. Do you understand that? I mean, this is deep stuff. But one of their complaints is there happens to be two particular religions that believe that Michael is Jesus, and they're not very popular. And so when we Adventists tell people that we believe that Michael is Jesus, they become unglued. In fact, many of you are here because of Revelation today. And there was a young man I was assigned to and studied with for quite a while. And one of the things that bothered him about our church was we believed Michael was Jesus. So I took him through all of this, and none of it meant anything to him. Until I came across him about a year later, and he said, "You know, I've been thinking about what you said." And that's all he needed to say to me. Folks, this is an appearance and none other but Jesus Christ. When you pray, He comes. And He's the one that delivers His people, not an angel. This is ridiculous. And these are the different forms or words that describe who our God is, including a lamb, a lion, are all included in there. He is the resurrection and life. He is our prince. He can vanquish Satan. And finally, the one that really got me was Daniel 12:1. At that time, folks, the time of trouble such as never was, when they passed the death decree and we are hanging in the balances, it says Michael stands up. And that is not an angel. Because no angel can deliver us. Michael can deliver us. He stands up and he delivers his people Israel. So what the preacher won't tell you, folks, unfortunately, is that Michael is Jesus. And so again, in the book of Daniel, in the prophecies of the book of Daniel, we clearly see that a misconception turns the honor and glory away from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I do not want you to be in that position. Even though you may have some questions about the wording, I want you to look at the overall proofs of who Michael really is. And you can't arrive at any other conclusion if no other reason than no angel could resurrect a dead person. Only God can do that. And so here we are, yet another case in the Bible as we move through Daniel 10, what the preacher won't tell us. Folks, stay firm in our beliefs. We've got to share this information with the wonderful people who are out there. And we're thankful to Thrive for being here and helping us do that. Because the misconceptions are causing people to be misled. And Jesus is coming soon. Father, I want to thank you for the challenge of the hour. I want to thank you for Michael's appearance in answer to prayer. We see that he really does care. When we go to communion now, wash each other's feet, and then partake of the body and blood of Christ, we have great reason to rejoice because you hold back nothing necessary for us that we need, Lord, for salvation. Bless each and every person who's here, and may they feel your presence and your joy. And may it, Lord, make us more committed to you, because it sure is obvious that you are committed to us. So bless to this end, and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.